Well, one of the lovely things about this time of the year is that we have the opportunity now to hear whole sections of Scripture. And for the next month at least, we're going to be listening to all of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7. And so in your own prayer, you might want to consider taking some time to read through the sermon in its entirety. It would take you about 20 minutes to half an hour, just to sort of be familiar with the structure of this amazing teaching that Jesus gives to us. And what I want to do tonight, because we're kind of at the beginning of our study of the Sermon on the Mount, I want to give you a bit of a sense of its overall structure and then apply that to this evening's passage. From chapter 5, verse 17 to chapter 7, verse 12, this is the heart of the sermon. And it's been told that this reflects what are called the three pillars of Judaism. The first pillar is the Word of God, the law, the Torah. The second pillar is what's known as temple service. And the third pillar of Judaism are deeds of loving kindness. So the Torah, the temple, and deeds of loving kindness. In chapter 5, we see how Jesus unfolds the Torah. Remember, he said, I didn't come to abolish the law, we'll hear this tomorrow, but I have come to fulfill it. And throughout chapter 5, he will then speak specifically about anger, adultery, divorce, oaths, retaliation, love for enemies. And as is clearly stated in this part of the sermon, he's not only looking at the exterior act, but also the interior motive. And then in chapter 6, we move from the Torah to the temple. And in verses 1 to 18, we have accentuated what true worship is all about. And as we move farther into chapter 6, the key that is at the heart of our relationship with God is expressed in these famous words, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then we get to chapter 7, where there is this focus on deeds of loving kindness, which is brought to focus with the golden rule. Whatever you wish others to do to you, do so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And so we have the Torah in chapter 5, the temple in chapter 6, and deeds of loving kindness in chapter 7. But here's something else that's even more interesting, I think, that as you look at this part of the Gospel of Matthew, as you look at the Sermon on the Mount, what is at the very heart of the sermon? It's actually the Lord's Prayer. It comes at the very middle of the whole thing. And here, our Lord wants to emphasize that the life that is the interior life of prayer is that center from which everything else that we do as Christians is going to come forth. And so as we think about this sermon tonight, with this overview in mind, it gives us a little bit of a better understanding of what Jesus teaches when he says we are to be salt, we are to be light. As is clear, salt in the ancient world not only gave taste to something, but it also helped to preserve it. And Jesus wants us to understand that as we seek to live out the Sermon on the Mount, we truly will be a salty people. We will be that type of person that gives flavor, who gives a preserving element to the world in which we live. That whole idea of being light is clearly expressed in the Old Testament, particularly in Isaiah, where the Jewish nation was to be a light to the Gentiles. And now Jesus is saying, we are to embody this in our lives. To be light, to be salt, is found as we seek to live out the fullness of the Torah, the law of God, as we seek to live out a life of true worship, and as we seek to live deeds of loving kindness. In the face of so many problems that we experience in the world, violence, materialism, poverty, moral relativism, Jesus challenges us to ask, what can I do to share God's love in the world? Christians are called to be light, that the world is impacted by us for better or for worse, depending on how we live our lives. When we as Christians fail to be saints, when we fail to live according to the Sermon on the Mount, the world suffers. But when we imitate Christ's love, his mercy, his generosity, the world will see our good deeds, and as Jesus says in verse 16 of tonight's passage, will give glory to our Father who is in heaven. Though evil may still flourish in the face of saintly witnesses, we should always consider what good we can do as we live as Christ's disciples. St. John Chrysostom, who was one of the early church fathers, wrote the following. Assuredly, and he might be a little bit exaggerating here, but let me read it as it is. Assuredly, there would be no heathen if we Christians took care to be what we ought to be. If we obeyed God's precepts, if we bore injuries without retaliation, if when cursed, we blessed, if we rendered good for evil. For no one is so savage, a wild beast, that he would not turn forthwith to worship of the true religion if he saw all Christians acting as I have said. May we look forward to this month to hear our Lord teach these famous words from his sermon so that we can hear him say to us, I didn't come to abolish the law, I came to fulfill it, so that your worship and your deeds of love may be an expression of what it is to be salt, what it is to be light in the world.